All right, we are now at a closed session. We will now entertain a motion to approve what was discussed for Casey's contract in closed session.
I make a motion that we approve a contract for the interim principal for Casey Kennington at the amount, base salary plus stipend amounts that we discussed in closed session.
I second that motion.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, the motion passes. Do we want to eat and then approve policies? Or bust through the policies?
It's your choice.
Think we bust through them? Has everyone read through them? Anything glaring?
Yeah, we can do them as a slate, can't we, or no?
No, I think we have to do each one individually.
What's the discrimination lawsuit?
We have something.
I can record the votes individually.
Before policies, perhaps?
Yeah, what's the discrimination lawsuit?
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
Does that need to be a closed session?
I'm still in the middle of getting us out of closed section and doing that.
Is that supposed to be in closed section?
Well, yes and no, but that's okay. I can do it out of closed session, I think. So we have an employee who brought a discrimination lawsuit against us. I believe it was discussed previously, I hope. Anyway, not tonight, but sometime in the last year. No? Yes? Anyway.
Not that I'm aware.
So we have an employee who was dismissed last year for some inappropriate conduct, and they brought a discrimination lawsuit against us, and we have been working on it with our attorneys for the past year.
Was that the meeting we had right after Spain?
This year?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay.
No, this started last July. Anyway, so we have a mediation hearing for this on Monday that myself and Heidi Alder is going to, and our insurance company, who's liable if they find against us, wants us to offer a nuisance settlement. No one thinks that the person has a case. We have very good evidence and documentation to show that it was not discrimination, but the insurance is just like they want it to go away. We have a $10,000 deductible, so if it did go further beyond the mediation and something happened, you know, they would have to pick up anything over $10,000. So the last number they threw out was $3,000. Our agreement with Hanover states that they really have all the power in deciding the settlement. So if they say what they want us to settle, and they say we're going to settle for this much, they get to do that, basically. So, but they want us to go to the mediation on Monday with the ability to say, here's a settlement for you to go away. So I just need, you know, if we're going to write a check for this person at $3,000, $2,000, whatever, that's something you guys have to approve.
What was Heidi telling us to do? Heidi's telling us to offer that?
She recommended, I think. She's basically agreed that Hanover has the rights to do it. We expressed concern that because this person has some other family members who've worked for us, that could be, you know, a snowball effect. But Heidi said that's not usually the case, so they're not concerned about that. It has been a year in coming. I don't know what kind of cost they've incurred in that year. So we have it in our budget to pay it in our legal fee. It's not, I mean, I'm not excited about it, but it sounds like if Hanover decides to do it, well, I don't know what we can do about it. So I don't know what I need. I figured I needed some kind of a vote from you before I go to mediation. So
basically we're being told to try to settle.
Yeah.
We don't have the option to say no.
I mean, I think Hanover, they expressed, the representative Brian from Hanover expressed that they would come to a mutual agreeable settlement. So if we said absolutely not, I think, you know, he would take that into consideration, but I think they have the last.
They had the last say.
So, but, I mean, our case is good. It really, I mean.
And they might not take the settlement.
And they may not take it. I mean, she would be foolish not to, because she doesn't have a case.
But would it cost us more money to go in and litigate it?
Yes, $3,000 is fast.
And legal fees. And that's where Hanover's coming from, is because it could easily escalate and So they just wanted to.
I think the estimation is takes about $10,000 to go to court. So if it's, they usually say anything under $10,000, you just
settle out.
So I guess maybe a motion to approve up to that amount, up to the settlement amount, but we're basically giving our permission for
whatever the settlement, whatever the legal company the mediation company recommends,
and their administrative representative.
Do we get a black eye either way?
I don't think so.
If it's a nuisance, it's they're signing away their rights. They take that money and.
Getting away with stuff. Settling. She's obviously in the wrong. I can hear it from you and see all of your faces, and I'm like, she's getting a settlement. That drives me nuts.
I'm with you.
Because it's like,
life was fair, we'd all be fairies.
I know. It kills me though.
Yeah. There is no justice is not fair.
Well, so it's kind of out of our hands, though. So do we just recommend not to settle?
But again, if we've signed a contract with this company, aren't we?
It's our insurance policy.
Yeah, it's our insurance policy. So we've already agreed to sign with this insurance policy.
Right.
So we've already technically agreed to their recommendations.
Yeah.
Do we even need to vote on that?
Because it's going to be a financial outlay.
But it's under $5,000.
That's true.
If it's over 5,000, then
so
you would have to.
Okay.
Let us know.
I'll report back.
Let us know. All right. Any.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Do we need to go back in a closed session?
No, it's not closed. So the administration consultation agreement, we don't need to agree with that. It's that's off the table.
CMT.
So when there are safe school violations, one of the steps throughout that process is to create a case management team, and per OPA policies, there needs to be a board CMT representative. The board member does not need to attend kind of the first time it happens necessarily. It's just if we choose to suspend for more than 10 days or try to take additional action, our first step after that 10 days of suspension is to have a case management team meeting. And then ultimately, many of you have seen after we go beyond that through a behavior contract, then there may be times when kids come before the whole board. So in the past, it was Nancy Niner, and then she actually did kind of fill in this year. We didn't have too many incidents this year, but she was present, and Josue came to one with a student where it was just Amy, me, and kind of the kid, and this way. So we are looking for just one or two board members that would agree to do that for next year. We do have one that we need to already schedule for the first week of August, of a kid who was withdrawn from OPA before we were able to put through disciplinary action, spent a year in another school, and now has been accepted through the lottery back. So because he never served that action and a CMT needed to be convened, we do have to have that before can return. It's probably 2 to 5 days out of the entire school year. We usually try to give you guys enough heads up. Sometimes it's, hey, we really need to get this taken care of in the next week. Can we schedule something? But we try to work around your schedules. Usually it is during school time, though, that we have those meetings. So.
Like an hour or something? Or?
Yeah, half hour to an hour.
I can probably do it.
I can do it as long as there's backup just in case.
Okay, yeah. I think having two people available is great.
Sweet.
Thank you.
So thank you, Jen.
Yeah.
Do we need to vote on those representatives, or do we need to know who they are?
We just need to know who they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was good. We didn't get tears until he started talking, and that's what we liked. So, we say our thing, then.
They come with what they come.
They were tears of remorse.
Process.
And then the interim policy resolution. This is the short blurb, just so that there's any policy that directly says the principal has to do this, that you are designating the ability for Casey and I to do that before I...
Did you say we didn't need to
do
that?
Yeah, the lawyers.
We got it taped up all nice. Let's just do it.
All right, let's just do it.
Sorry. I make a motion that we approve the board resolution June 12, 2019.
My second motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes.
Overkill's been done, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, it's already done.
All right. Any questions? Or can we go into policies now? Can we do them quickly and then eat? Or is there anything that is a sore eye or sticking out to anyone?
No, we did some drastic.
Yeah, it looks like 30 minutes to me.
Changes to the fee schedules just because we're trying to get in compliance with fees and we need to put some maximums for families. So there's a lot of change. We wanted to put more transparency there.
And then on the lunch fees, what's the increase?
There's no change.
Oh, there's no change.
The state, we don't need to change based on our analysis, but the state's telling us we need to, but we can use our liquor tax for that, and it's a minor change, so we aren't changing this year. We may have to change next year.
All right. I'll entertain a motion on the first one to start.
I motion that we approve the FY20 fee schedule.
Second. Let's just do an order. This always gets confusing. So you motion, then you second, and then you motion, then you second, then you motion.
Deal. Score.
Tyler's got a motion.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Motion passes.
What's the next one? I don't have my list in front of me. I'm relying on Samantha.
Meal prices.
Meal prices.
Yeah. I make a motion to approve the meal price costs for the following school year.
Oh, I set a motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, motion passes.
Can I do that?
Okay,
this
is I motion that we approve the framework for school improvement plan.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, I motion that we approve the time and effort policy.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes.
So I motion the audit policy.
Oh, I have an edit for that. So can I motion that we approve that, but leaving that concluding the audit information in there? The finance committee will arrange for the auditor to report directly to the board and assure a copy of the final report is submitted to the board and appropriate funding services as required. Can you leave that in the policy, please?
Yeah, okay, so your motion to approve the audit policy.
With that, just that one edit.
So with the edit. Yeah. Now remind me, tell me what the edit is again.
Where is it?
The last paragraph concluding the audit, will you leave that in?
Okay.
Just saying that, so there's a reporting back to the board on that.
But do you want the auditor to report back to you directly?
Historically, we've had the auditor, but the auditor or representative.
Okay.
Because sometimes, I guess Red Apple's done it last year.
Make a motion to approve the audit policy with the changes.
So, I make a motion of audit policy with the changes.
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
I motion that we approve the alternate language services policy.
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, motion passes.
So I make a motion that we approve the business travel and expense reimbursement policy.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Next time, let's just have the same person do this. Debbie's like,
just take a picture of where everyone's sitting.
I know,
sitting,
yeah.
Okay, so we a break for the retreat, correct? And
we
eat.
Board leadership.
And
okay. All right.
So I make a motion that the board leadership make the following changes. Nick Bauscher will move to past chair or past board chair. Tyler DeHolz moved to chair, and Bill Davis moved to vice chair, and we need a treasurer, right?
We need a treasurer and a secretary.
Yeah. Stephanie, secretary.
Dang it, now I gotta bring my computer. All right.
And Sam, treasurer.
So I mean, I'm on the finance committee?
Sure. I don't know.
We're not
we can talk about that on board.
And Stephanie moved to a full board member? Or do we need a vote on that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a kid entering school this fall.
We do that in the fall.
Okay.
Stephanie's treasurer?
No.
No, secretary.
Samantha's
treasure.
Can I get that sent to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
was the past
you. I second that motion.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, motion passes.
Can we adjourn?
We're going to go into other business. We keep the board meeting open and go into the retreat, so.
Can I pause this?
Okay, so we adjourn?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the board meeting's over. Let's eat.
To do what?
Like a, it's a professional development system. Mm-hmm. We really have to have it in place before teachers get here. Mm-hmm. But in order to do that, we'd have to have a board vote on it in July. So would it be possible like an electronic meeting in July in case something else came up? Or?
Yeah.
Just a quick for something, anything like that. Since we're just kind of figuring stuff out right now, there may be other things.
Does anyone foresee a potential problem with that as a possible July meeting?
Okay. So the week before, will you be in professional development? Starts the week before, right?
Yeah.
So I'd be fine to do a board meeting after professional development.
Yep.
What time is does professional development end? And
that's the day RCD's here. So I think we'll be done at 4.
Oh, he ends at 3.
3 or 4.
So four, whenever you guys, it's probably more based on your work schedules.
Well, as long as we plan it out, I think the most of us can arrange work this far in advance.
Okay.
So change the first one from 22nd to?
15th. Do we need to start later or is 4:30 still good?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Now let's just start if people are struggling in the least.
The October one I changed. I pushed just because I thought that was, I think the third Thursday is fall break UEA. So I pushed that back to the 24th because of that. I think that's the only other ones that don't fall on the third Thursday.
December's, I think, moved up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I've moved up December.
Just guessing, it's the 12th.
What time did we, because we had the December meeting the second Thursday last year. What time, when is winter break?
Christmas break.
About the end of the next week, like the 20th.
The 20th?
Is that what the Friday is?
Okay, is anyone, do we want to just keep it on the 19th then?
You have it here on the 12th.
Yeah. Okay, I think that was oversight by me.
Oh.
Sorry.
You want it on the 19th?
No, I think school's still in session. I don't think anyone's taken off too early. Is 19th work with everybody?
You mean the 12th? Are you treating to that one?
I think the 12th was oversight by me, putting it up a week early, switching it back to the third Thursday, which would be the 19th.
I kind of like the 12th.
We can do the 12th. Mm-hmm.
What's everyone's thoughts? 12th.
12th.
Okay,
12th.
Keep the 12th. Good oversight, Tyler.
Well, I think you're just keeping with the pattern because we usually have that one sooner.
It's probably one.
There you go.
All right. Any other questions on those dates?
Not currently.
No?
Are we going to look at it from now until we usually vote on it in the first board meeting?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody look at it from now until.
And if we need to change anything, we can change it up. Okay.
Spring break is here.
Is it the first week of April? I don't have the calendar.
And then it's, what about parent-teacher conferences, too?
I didn't look at parent-teacher conferences. Are any of those dates look like parent-teacher conference days to anyone?
I can check.
But right now we're good, at least with that first
date. Yeah, we'll look through those. And
yeah.
Okay. Review board goals from last year.
Man, who remembers these? I got Steve's email at first. He wrote three things. Find three new board members. Check.
Check.
I think that you said this after we. Three new board members.
It's because I knew what I was going to do this year 2 years ago.
Prepare new binders for new members.
Yeah, check.
And train new members.
Check.
All right, so that was the committee goals for governance. So nice job there. Let's see here. We also had, so let's see here, finance, Laura. Specific goals were 150 days cash on hand, which we
over
were
3 years. We're at 118.
Over 3 years, yep. Maintain S&P good standing.
Spencer said it was stable.
5.5% teacher staff salary increase.
I did the math last night. Overall staff salary increase is 8.6%.
Nice, nailed it.
That's mainly more because the state decided to give us more money, but hey,
nailed it.
Goals met.
It was our choice to put it all there.
And then academic, create shared definition of academic excellence for the school. Report a board meeting.
Yeah, dashboard was done. Increase math scores, not happen.
Now that one is here.
Yeah.
Create way to retain ninth class. So there's a couple of it, but yeah. You guys worked on it and did a lot of it. And then, so our board goals were new board members, which we did. We were gonna get six applicants. I think we got five, and we got two new board members. Well, I guess we got three. And then training for new board members, physical binder with online docs, acronym dictionary, which I don't think we ever got. Oversight yearly schedule, which I still think we need.
No, that's almost done.
Yeah, cool.
Me and Laura have been working on that one. So.
Sweet. And then sponsorships, we got a sponsorship packet, and then we had marketing. So we have a sponsorship packet now. We just need to a little help on approving it and how we want to do that, so we can discuss that with you guys and what we want to sell. But we've got the basic packet done, and then Stephanie was there. We just need to finalize kind of how we want to go after it. There is a button to donate to the school, but I don't think many people know about it.
A button to donate
on the website to the school. But we also want to look at, like, you know, if people want recognition, how to recognize them, and then, you know, if we have like a breakfast or something for donors and that sort of thing and levels. So we definitely can use more money all the time. And then we did for marketing, we came out with an initial RFP, we posted it. It sucked because we didn't get anyone. And then we
convinced your wife to come in.
Yeah, and then she got busy with the 150th, and so it's kind of sitting still. But it sounds like our numbers are pretty good for the start of the school year. It's just building that backlog and coming up with a plan for that. So I think we'll probably keep the marketing task force in hand. So all in all, I thought everyone did a good job, and yeah, so thank you guys.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Next, let's does admin team have goals set out for the year already, or?
Well, we started.
I ask because they got food in their mouths.
It's a school improvement.
We've been working basically just on a structure that's a little bit more manageable, that would involve a needs assessment that we do throughout the year. Because we look at data many times throughout the year. We don't normally do it just once. And then Debbie did some research and looked at kind of three different areas that a lot of schools focus in on: collaborative leadership and staff development, curriculum instruction assessment, school environment. And so we kind of created a form that would assist us with having one goal under each of those categories. For this coming year, we wouldn't really do a full needs assessment, because the idea is that gets done the year prior, but then we would be doing next year's needs assessment throughout this year while we worked on the goals we set. But we didn't actually create the goals, because we wanted you guys to be okay with the structure first and give us feedback on it.
Any thoughts on the structure?
I I like that idea.
Should keep it a little simplified and bring them into categories. So.
Mm-hmm. In the past, I think it was like 12. We were looking at 12 categories, and then something, we came up with eight goals, and that was a lot to manage. Mm-hmm. So this would, and as Debbie kind of researched it, all the goals fell into one of these three areas. So
we leave it at that. So staff development, pretty much curriculum assessment and school environment.
Yep.
And so by next board meeting in August, we can have one goal for each one.
Yep.
Everyone in okay with that?
That's great.
Okay, thank you. All right. Board goals for this upcoming year. Nick and I kind of talked a little bit. I think one of the biggest goals we need to work on is the new admin in this kind of interim year, how we're going to deal that and manage that and talk about that. We've already kind of talked about assigning a task force to evaluate different options. We've thrown out the idea of an executive director with a principal for each different school, so two principals, or a principal, a vice principal, and a business manager. Anyone want to volunteer to head up the task force? Steve.
I have experience. I did the task force when we hired Amy.
Okay.
So.
And Sam, raise your hand too?
I'd like to be on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been there, done that. Ready to do it again.
Okay. And then at the same time, that's going to define, look at that task force and then define roles of each administrator in that?
Yeah, so I think I would suggest that we build the task force with people from different departments, and it's an admin representative, maybe a department head representative. So we have not just board. I think that's a more solid, say, look, this was our search committee. This is our analyze committee.
Well, we want to have lots of different kind of representatives from each school. That would be nice too.
Yeah, so if we take that on, we'll plan on finding people, get people in together.
Okay. Perfect. Well, that takes care of one task force and that part of the goal. Another goal was in regards to marketing retention and academics. We've got the sponsors kind of already. Well, we don't have any sponsors laid out yet, do we? Or?
We just have the packets laid out, and then I would just see your development committee. Have we gone through committees?
No, not yet.
Okay. So, I'm trying to think how we want to do that. I think Stephanie and I will probably stay on and finish the marketing and sponsorship and work with Casey and Stephanie.
Okay. And I was looking that through last year, we actually ended the year with more students than we started. Was that correct?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a dip right at the beginning.
What are our numbers starting this year? What are we?
Right now we have 1,106.
Last year we started out at what, 1060?
1058.
Yeah, you won't start there.
We won't start. We'll lose. Because people sign up, they keep their options open. So it'll drop. But Becky Risen is in charge of the lottery, and she stays up. She's up every day. She's talking to me about pulling people and stuff. So she stays on top of it, and we'll keep it up as high as we can. But yeah, it won't stay over.
Is there anything specific that we do for retention? I mean, do any students that leave get like an exit interview saying, hey, why are you guys choosing a different school? Or?
Yeah, we do it informally. There's going to be formal.
Nothing.
We always talk to the families and see where they're going.
Is that recorded ever? Is that recorded somewhere? Like, families exit?
At least a hashtag saying, this is another reason.
So I guess let me just say what we've done in the past. I think we got with Ogden City and school district, and somehow we came up with a transient rate of 24%, meaning that people, there's a natural turnover of about 24%. And then what we've said is we've looked at our retention, and if we're below that, if we're above that, then we need to do something quick. But we've always been low, like we've always been like 15 or 12. And that's the turnover year from here. And I think that was a social economic status from Ogden City and the school district. You're naturally going to get people who just move, like jobs move, and especially in an inner city
population like we have, it's going to be as high as 24% of people will move and find different jobs and, you know, in and out of the area and stuff.
But we're already kind of in the mid-teens, it sounds like.
I think when we did, so I would say if we were, want to focus on retention, we try to focus on a percentage. Not try to eliminate it, but find what's a normal percentage and then set a goal of what we want for retention rate.
Well, and I would be curious with some of your schools closing this year in Ogden District, how that impacts you guys. Because there are several closing. You also have two new Weber school districts or school in the Weber school district opening up. Brand new schools there. Yeah, I just found out about it. I didn't even know that until.
Oh, Gramercy closed.
Gramercy closed, and then they're moving all the Wasatch kids to Polk. So they're busing them all into Polk.
Didn't Taylor close as well?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But it's on the list. And with that, I know that a lot of Polk's after school program pulled. And so I know a lot of people were going after the charters because of that, because they were looking for programs with after school programs.
Are you guys worried about retention?
Currently?
No.
We always worry about it a little bit. But
yeah.
But it's not
over. We think a lot about the kids we lose between 6th and 7th, only because if when we have our kind of gold standard kids who've gone through OPA all the way out throughout their career, when they get to us at 7th, 8th, and 9th, we know they can read, they know the expectations. This year we had a very high percentage of new kids in 7th because we had a lot of kids leave us after 6th. And when that happens, behaviorally, academically, we're kind of starting over with them. So I think we've brainstorm different things, having a team of teachers and students come over and talk to the sixth graders to kind of get them excited about the programs we have next door or things like that. I think that's one specific area of retention. We have no problem filling the seventh grade spots. It's just that if we could keep more of OPA's kids, yeah. I think we would see academic scores better, fewer behavioral issues, stuff like that.
Well, and we can talk to even about defining seventh grade a little bit. You know, we have with our trips, we have this Spain in ninth grade, the science has their trips for the eighth and ninth graders. We've done the Washington DC thing. It's really expensive, it's poorly attended, it's really scary when you think about fee waivers. Because if someone who's on it can't wants to go and can't pay for it, we get to. And so it would be nice to have something defined at seventh grade that was like that's cool, that's something to stay for, you know.
We have a drop there and we have a drop between eighth and ninth.
Yeah. And this year we'll, but our ninth grade numbers are high.
The ninth is can be more understandable when you look at things like athletics and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know every reason why, but at least Spain is the carrot, you know, there. But, yeah.
Is it a high priority, and do you think you need help with it? Like, do you think we need to put together a task force to look at it?
At least a transition from elementary to junior high.
Is that something you'd want?
I mean, we can start tracking it. You know, the kids all do an exit when they leave. They do like we can track it and like for a year, and we see what it looks like next year.
Okay. Yeah, let's do
that. Being said, it doesn't have to have a task force for us to be open to ideas. So if you hear about stuff that's happening in other districts, you know, moving their kids, you know, from one school to another, love to hear it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we've never advertised.
Yeah, no. I think marketing. I think we can do marketing this year.
I think having that will help. Yeah. Like, you know, times are changing. It's not the same as it was when we sold.
It'd be nice to get someone from the outside to just come up with a plan. So we will try and get that.
Okay.
And I saw there's a new charter school coming to Ogden, like the outdoor learning school. So coming here somewhere.
Yep.
Oh really?
It's opening in 2020.
2020, 2021. All right. Okay, and then we need to work on a plan for getting a new board member for next year.
Two
new board members, because Sam's, this is your last year, correct? Mm-hmm. And then Stephanie's moving up to full, so we need a community member.
Yeah.
and we need to look on getting a...
This is Steve's last year.
This is Steve's last year, so we need to get two new members for...
Yeah, so this was Laura's last meeting, so...
Yeah. We need to fill her position.
We need to fill her position.
Okay.
Immediately.
So two new board members and a community.
Two new board
Laura's
members.
Laura's position is going to be Stephanie.
Yeah, so then her, the community goes up.
So it's the community for this year.
I have a community person for August. And then we need two more planning for the
2020 to 2021. Yeah.
I'll work on that.
Okay.
And governance. I'm governance now, I think.
All right. Well, we can move to committee chairs then. And these were just suggestions. We can switch them around if we want to. We've already voted. Thanks, guys. Ty, for me as chair, Bill as vice chair. Sam, you mentioned potentially having the treasurer on the finance committee. Would you want to go back to finance committee
and come off after them? I could. You just have Bill or Jose do it. One of them. They're already on that committee.
Okay. All right. We'd have to vote on switching that in the next meeting, though, right? Because we voted on...
I don't think they're in the bylaws and committee. It's just an ask, like an assignment. It's a task force.
You just have to have someone stated that they're the treasurer.
And that's what I meant. So to switch Sam to have like Bill be the treasurer or something, we wouldn't have to vote on that.
Well, Bill's vice chair.
Vice chair, so he can't be the treasurer. So,
So just when we file with state, we have to file.
Who is who?
Yeah. And if you have an empty space, they come back and say you don't have a treasurer.
Okay.
So
that's the title. Can you stay on that title?
But she doesn't have to be on the committee.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Any qualms, any problems with the committees as suggested?
Yeah. I think I don't necessarily want to do the development.
Okay.
I've been there, done that. I really want to do that. I think you could split up Sam and Stephanie maybe, or...
Stephanie, you go to development, because that was kind of marketing.
Do you want to do development,
Stephanie? I'm going to be stronger in academic, but that's what my background is in, so.
You okay switching to development?
Okay. What is it?
You could be the chair of development, and then you could be the vice chair of academic.
What is typical meetings? What would you say?
Whatever you come up with. Whatever works.
That's the other thing is on some of these committees, they don't want to tell them they need to be reported on every month. Like academic excellence, it's not something major that's really.
I know, I'll do it all.
Right.
So. Okay.
So development, did you want to stay on with academic as well, or just do one?
I would probably prefer one right now.
Okay. Let's do that one.
Look. So you'll be starting a 3-year term. So, and she's on her last year, so let her stay on academic for one more year, and then you take over the academic committee.
Okay. I'll probably sit on it just so that I can kind of observe.
Yeah. And you'll work with her. You'll work with her through development as well, kind of with the marketing and sponsors.
Yeah, we'll still stay on marketing and sponsorship.
Okay.
And there's not much else besides that right now for development.
Okay.
Steve, where do you want to go?
It's special task force.
He wants to hang out.
Task force. You just want to coast through the last year, right?
He's just hanging out.
Josue, are you good with giving finance a run? Okay. Love it.
It's a good learning one.
And then when we get a new community member, we can...
We need a secretary.
Can we do a secretary?
I thought
Stephanie was secretary. Yeah, that's what I was like.
Sorry.
You got three jobs now.
Three hats.
Okay.
So it's...
All right, so next section, committee goals. Does everyone want another copy of the template that Nick handed out last year for committee goals?
Yes.
Was that beneficial?
Sweet. Do you have it?
No, but I can bring one up. I figured if you still had a copy of it.
I don't have it on
the blank one. But could you email at least email a hard copy to me and I can get it out to everyone?
Yes.
And then, so yeah, everyone, just kind of the same template as last year, three specific measurable goals, kind of a time frame you want to see them done by. It sounds like we pretty much met most of our goals last year. I think we did pretty good with the majority of our goals last year. All right, we've talked about getting new board members, and so you're going to take care of that.
Yes.
Nick?
I was going to say, which one does that fall under?
So we need to do two because of Steve as well, huh? Sam and Steve.
Steve's going to help me with the task force on getting new members.
Yeah. Oh, so we're doing two task force on new members?
And Josue is on our task force.
All right.
Okay. Marketing, new member task force. I'll put that on there. So Nick, Steve, Josue. Okay.
You need to get a little more Latin flavor.
Josue, right? Sam, you mentioned last time you wanted to kind of go over the principal evaluation a little bit more and in depth. You want to go talk about that right now?
Our attention needs to be tweaked a little bit.
Yes, we definitely need to. I don't know if we'll do it this year.
Can we do it before we hire someone?
Yeah.
I think there's like literally only like a couple of two tweaks.
Yeah.
I mean minor tweaks. Like, I think it's easier to have, yeah, I guess we can wait.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we said this was a holding year. It's an interim year.
But I think what Sam's saying is by the time we're ready to hire, we want to have something to say this is kind of how things are going to, this is how you're going to be evaluated on.
Flexible. Wait, we're talking about the
my only
charter, right? No. What
are
we talking about?
Principal
violation. Oh, yes. Yeah, this needs to be tweaked.
Yeah, it's just very minor.
Yeah, we know. I mean, the numbers don't add up and things like that.
Well, that and the bonus, the first one would be easier to do is like a thank you on the end of the year tied to the goals. Because you have the whole year to look at rather than just like, you know what I'm saying?
No, we don't do thank you.
I know, well, we
do performance. It's a performance base. So we could change the performance.
Yeah.
100% attendance.
To board meetings?
Yeah. The Christmas bonus is 100% attendance to board meetings.
There you go. Both board meetings.
Okay. Task force this year, math. Did we have a math task force last year, correct? We did.
I just rolled it into academic excellence for this year.
And then we need to redo the charter this year. Debbie, is that correct?
Can we redo the charter?
Well, we have to do an Exhibit A. We're meeting with Rebecca Cisneros next week to kind of go over it. From what we've heard from her, she's pretty much drafts it with our input. And I'd imagine that we bring it in August to you and get your input. I don't know the process.
Do we really need a task force for
it?
Huh?
Why do we have to redo it?
Like it's, well, because when they came out for compliance, well, one, compliance has changed a little bit. And two, when they came out for compliance, there were some things that were in it we don't do. And I don't know where they came from, because I've been here from the beginning, we've never done them. So there was like, it's probably a good idea to just get it in line with the school or get the school in line with it. We have to figure out where the discrepancies are. We'll know more after we meet with Rebecca on Tuesday.
Okay. You guys will probably come up with something presented to us, then we'll approve it.
Yeah, she said it was not a big deal. It's not going to take a long
nothing
time.
Nothing drastic.
Yeah, it's not changing the overall focus of the school or anything like that.
Just tweaking
that's
it.
Other different than Exhibit A. There's Exhibit A, and there was something else that was you're basically redoing your charter. We're not in that one.
Okay.
Yeah, she just said in her email, she's like, it's not a big deal. I'll draft it up, and then we'll.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what it is.
What about bylaws? I'm looking at you.
They're fine. We just do what we always do.
I know, but here's the problem is
we change 100 bylaws a year.
No,
no. And we have since the beginning.
No, what happened was we had our bylaw. Amy sent it in, the revised one, and they said, oh, no, you're good. We never got anything in writing, and then that person's job changed. Yeah. And then we found out that the state doesn't have our third, the most recent one on file.
So they asked, so Mark asked for it, we gave it to him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And that's it, we're done? So yeah. That's it.
Because we already had one approved, we found it, right?
Yeah.
And we sent it to him. And,
oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Check it off the list. Put it down as a goal.
Goal and marks. Let's put it down as a goal. We've got the bylaws done.
Oh, Steve. Boom.
Okay, that's easy. I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how goals work.
Oh, that's the best kind of goal right there.
You gotta have a few freebies.
Like write it on the to-do list. When you make your to-do list in the morning.
Your first to-do list is get out of bed.
Log on to email.
No, it's done. Make a to-do list.
Cross there you go.
First time.
Make it to do this.
Okay. I'm gonna start adding that to mine every day.
All right. So we've got. So each committee is going to come up with their own goals for the year by next meeting. Admin team, we've got three. We've got three areas, and we're going to have one goal for each area. We've got committees selected. Nick's going to work on new board member stuff with Steve and Josue.
So on the timing on it is we just want to have the posting posted like
by August
by back to
or September.
So whenever parents or people can start coming back, when would people be in the building? I guess August.
When I saw it was first day of school as I brought my daughter in.
Yeah.
So as I think as long as it's posted on the doors by the first day of school.
Yeah. So we have to have it posted for 30 days. Then we have to accept applications, and then we have to
Do we want to start posting earlier?
But are we hiring a new board member or a committee member?
Board member.
Oh.
Well, you're hiring a committee. A community.
It's a community well. Member because Laura's.
Yeah.
Stephanie's so moving up into Laura's spot.
So is there any difference in posting a community member versus a board member? I think they're a board member. So I think because posting that's part of the.
But they can't have a kid
in the school. I thought it was that they couldn't have a child in the school. That's why I'm getting moved.
Yeah.
Because my child moved in.
Yeah, but is that our preference or is that stipulated by...
Do we need to have a community member? Can we get a full board member?
So our bylaws say that we will have a... The bylaws in our board makeup just say community member and it's a different term.
Hey, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
For next board meeting, can you bring a copy of the bylaws for every board member?
We have one.
Oh, they are already in there?
In the books you made last year.
The last board meeting, I passed them out.
Oh.
And then every time, so maybe people don't understand that. And then when she gives us these beautiful ones that are all paper.
They go into our books.
You're supposed to then take your book, pull out the old ones, and put the new ones in.
Or you can just stack them.
It's a great mistake. Yeah.
Or just get it online.
Yeah.
Get it online. That way you don't have to worry about a book.
How can I see those?
You just need a new. Well,
no, not yet. Sorry, I was talking stuff.
When we print a new, when we make new ones for the new board member, we can. Is that what you want? You want one of these books right here?
Nope.
With all the bylaws in it?
No. There's only one bylaw.
Yeah, they're right here, the very first. I was just looking to see board member, community board member. Yeah, I think we still have to post for mm-hmm. community board member.
Yeah.
Post it at the school.
Yeah.
What we normally do when we're looking for new board members is it comes from within. It comes from a suggestion of someone already on the board saying, I think so-and-so would be a great community member because they have this background experience they could bring in. I'm going to ask them if they want to be involved.
Yeah. So we post at the school and then we have people apply.
So I guess what I'm saying is,
so you know.
Do we need to post it at the school? Because most people coming to the school have kids in here, so they wouldn't be able to be the community member.
Well, I contacted Laura.
So would it be better just to kind of do an outside search for one?
Yeah, I think it's easier to target someone specifically.
Yeah, like everybody should kind of come up with two or three people they think would be.
Well, we have a LinkedIn page. We could post it on OPA's LinkedIn page that we're seeking board members.
That'd be a good one.
And then that... that can even go out and it'll pop up on people. Like if people say they're interested in being a community board member, it would search them out.
Do you guys know who manages that page?
It's changed recently.
Yeah, Stephanie should, but okay. I don't know if she's on her radar yet.
Okay.
So can we post to August 1st then and do interviews September? That sound good?
That's fine.
And anyone that has someone in mind can have them apply. But we probably have to explain or put on there community member equals no kids at OPA or something like that. Said better than that.
Well, it's, in the newest of our bylaws, it says, because we had to, okay, so board role size and composition. The board shall consist of no fewer than five, no more than seven. The board members shall receive no compensation. Then the board shall meet regularly. Board shall annual.
So right now we're full with board members at seven with Bill.
Mm-hmm. And then we have
and then we can do a community member.
Yeah.
I think that community member is part of that seven, though, isn't it?
Steve yeah. has one more year left.
So we're stuck.
So we're actually, we can't even do a community member this year.
Running illegal the entire year?
Oops.
All your votes are null and void.
There you go.
This is the first time we've had, just been able to get someone, so.
Yeah, we've never been able to get a community member.
Yeah.
So what's the question on the table right now?
So you said that the size is seven total plus a community member, or seven full and then an additional community member on top of that?
Yes, they are. The only thing is different about the community board member is the term. And I don't even think it says, I don't even think we stated that they could not have children here. Oh. But so that was the point of it.
Yeah, the point of it was
But if we can only have a max of seven according to the bylaws, then we can't get anyone this year because we've got Bill and then the six of us.
I think try in the spring to get a community member.
Well, we're going to need to start posting in like December or January to replace you and Steve for the next school year.
Normally we don't, but Nick was saying it'd be nice to do them earlier and have them come to
a couple meetings, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not posting it.
So we don't need August. We can't post because we're already maxed out, it sounds like.
Okay.
That's why we have meetings, people. And then, yeah, we've gone through the new chairs. Anything else anyone wants to bring up? Or feels that we need to bring up at the retreat?
You guys are switching over bank information. What else needs switching the email over?
The bill.
And then
bills.
Bills, the bank, and then we'll need to email the state with the new.
So, yeah, you should have gotten an email with instructions on how to
switch over.
Log in. And then you just have to deactivate Amy and then change my role.
And then do I change the board president too?
I can. Once I have a role, I can
do it. I'm going to change all the board on track stuff, too.
And then you mentioned we need to email
the
state with all the church. Okay.
Jennifer Lambert.
Okay. Yes, please, if you would.
Do you guys need anything? Admin team? Immediately? So we might have a July meeting?
Just a
I had an electronic one.
Yeah.
Cool. Absolutely. All right. Sweet.
Okay. Let's go home, guys.
Board retreat over.
Board retreat is over. Thanks.
That was pretty fast, actually. Double-sided? Okay. Less than an hour.
I give a lot, put out a lot and just to get things done quick.
So you're going to send me the secretary.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.